He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We have an interesting episode for you today. We're going to be talking about this device, and it's a phone, but it's a special kind of phone, and in a minute or two, we'll be talking about what's the big deal with this phone. I think you'll find it pretty interesting, and I had one surprise when I was analyzing this phone, and I think you'll be shocked too, but it's a cool device nonetheless. So let's get started today. Of course, you can watch our show just by tuning into our website, and that would be at www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And if you were to go to our website, and I hope that you do, on the right-hand side, you'll see the newsletter right there. Just click that. Put in your email address, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you will get in your inbox all the hot linked items that we discussed in each night's show, and all you have to do is click that so you don't have to write anything down when you're watching the show. Everything we discuss will be hot linked, and you will get that free newsletter, and it's a pretty handy thing to have, and I know I get asked all the time, hey, remember show 17? Do you have the show notes? I probably do, but it takes me a while to get them. So if you do want to contact me, that's easy to do. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And yes, I do answer all my email. And if you have a product or something that you'd like me to take a look at and appear on The Gadget Professor, just email me, and it's simple to do. I will get back to you, and we'll take it from there. So let's start off today with telling everyone that we're going to do a review tonight of the CapTel phone. And if you look at their webpage, we'll go to that right now, you will see that they provide phones for the hearing impaired. And it's kind of a neat device. They have a variety of different units, different phones that you can purchase. And what it does, actually it does a couple things. One, the headsets are highly defined to make the sound very crisp. You have tone adjustments, you have volume adjustments, and it's as crystal clear as you can get. And this is primarily good and primarily for people who are hearing impaired, and that also could be people who just have hearing aids who have trouble understanding voice. Now, the nice thing about this, if you look right here, you'll see that it will display captions. And captions are kind of neat, and you're familiar with these when you have closed captions on your TV. And this is the same type of thing. So when this is actually producing a call, if you will, when you make a call, this is going to give you the captions as the person speaks to you. So if you take a look at this page closely, you'll see right here that this is where the captions are displayed. Here's your volume control. And right here you have a button, and it says captions. So let's take a quick look at camera two, and we'll look at the device close up. So there's camera two, and this is what the phone looks like. And I'll tell you the model of this phone in a minute. As I said, there are seven different models. But what makes this phone interesting is it's a touch screen. So right here, of course, you can see the headset, and this just comes off like so, and immediately it says dial the number. You also have a lot of fine-tuning adjustments that are available on this phone that make it really, really interesting. You have a speaker phone here, so you just click that. Right here's your volume control, so as you turn the volume up, you'll actually see these lights. You may not see it on this camera, but these lights actually go up, and obviously the higher they go, the more the volume. So right now I'm in yellow and green, so I'm going to pull this down one notch, and right now it's just in green. So you have a great volume control on that. You also have the ability to put it on speaker and to touch the screen to make a phone call. So what I like about it is, for the elderly people that are around, and or if you're sight impaired, this has a huge, as you can see, a very large display screen. It's in color, and it's so simple to use. So if you wanted to contact someone, just hit contact. And right up there, your menu appears, and then you can have all your contacts listed there. And if you want to call someone, all you have to do is just touch who it is that you want to call. So that's how that works. And if you want to go back, you just hit the back screen. As I said, it is all touch screen. You have the ability to make a favorites list. You have the ability to connect a headset via Bluetooth on this device. You can check your call history. And also, this actually has an answering machine built into it that you could turn on or off. The main thing I need to point out is this button here that says captions. This is an important feature, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, it's going to give you the captions, but we'll talk a little bit about that more in a second. Other features are a redial button. It has a flash button, so if you want to bring in a third call, you can do that. It has a mute button, and right here, it's wonderful. You just click this button, and it will automatically dial the CapTel folks where they're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It goes directly to their customer service, and they are excellent. They are excellent. You also have a settings button up here, and if you were to turn that, you can see that it will give you a lot of functionality, the date, the time, the different sounds, things like that. That you would use. Now, what you have to remember with this device is that it's for the hearing impaired. So you need two things for any of these devices to work. The first thing that you're going to need absolutely is an internet connection. So either you're going to hook it up with an Ethernet cable, or this certainly will do Wi-Fi. So you must have a decent internet connection. That's the first thing. The second thing that you have to have is a telephone line. So if you only have a cell phone house in your home, this phone will not work. All right? You have to have a phone line. Now, yes, it can be a VOIP, a voice over internet protocol line. You can definitely have that like Vonage or Magic Jack or any of those. And I've actually tested this phone using those services, and it works flawlessly. Now, let's take a look at the actual captioning. We'll go back here onto the device, and I'm going to bring up call history, and this is a nice function. So there's my call history. There's all the calls that I made, and I'm just going to push one. And there you can see the captions. Now we'll do another one. So there you can see the whole conversation. You can review that, and it stores all these things, and you can scroll down. You can adjust the size of the type if you want it larger or smaller. It's very, very functional. If you don't want to keep the message, you can click delete. Or if you want to call back this person, you can click call. This is all done from the touch screen that comes with this unit. Certainly, you can use the keypad, but why bother when you have such a nice display? It is very, very functional, and I really like it. Now, here's the part that I think you're going to find interesting. Two things. One, the federal government, the United States federal government, actually sponsors the captioning functionality of this. So it's actually a service that is totally free. As long as you verified that you're hearing impaired, you can get this service for free. And what happens is you'll get the phone, you can pay for the phones, and there's a variety of phones. Let's take a look at the phones right now so you can get an idea as to how many different phones there actually are. So I'm going to go over here to, learn more. And they have a video that tells you everything. But there's a sample of some of the phones. And I think here, this shows you how it works. Here we go. So here's all the phones. There's about four phones. Actually, I think there's five now. I have this particular phone. This is the one that I've tested. And it's the CapTel 2400i. This is their latest and greatest phone. Here's the specifications. If you're interested, you can read all of that. But I must tell you, the sound is absolutely stunningly crystal clear. And the ability for this to provide captions as you're speaking, it's a wonderful, wonderful resource for anybody who's hearing impaired and sight impaired. Now, I'll give you a couple tips. If you are hearing impaired, legitimately, I mean, you have to be legitimate about this. You can get this phone or any of their CapTel phones for free. If you go on their website, and it's captel.com, it will be in the show notes. They have a sheet that you would have that you would fill out, your name, your address, your phone number, things like that, just normal things. And then you would get your doctor or your hearing specialist. They have to be certified. They can't be a friend. And they sign it, and then you fax that or mail that paper into the CapTel folks. They do have federally funded programs that will provide you with any one of those phones I just showed you for free. Yes, for free. However, two things. One, when you actually go to use the service, they make you sign a form that says, this phone will only be used by me, in other words, the person who is hearing impaired, and no one else can use the functionality of that phone except the person who it's registered to. So when you get the phone, the captions won't work until you call CapTel, and they will walk you through the procedure. And you also have to sign a form that, promises that, you know, you are hearing impaired, you receive the phone for free, and you're going to want the captioning service, which again is free, provided by the federal government. So if you look at this phone, let's focus this up here. Right here in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a captions button. Right now it's lit blue. I'm going to turn it off. So right now, if I were to use that phone with this caption button off, I wouldn't see any captions. So I would make the phone call. I would hear them okay if my hearing was that was good enough. But the whole point of it is you want the captions, so you have to have this button engaged. Now, the point of this is if you are not hearing impaired, you can still use the phone, but they don't want you using the caption feature, the captioning feature, which makes total sense. Now, here's the part that I thought was a little strange. I was actually surprised. I thought this works, this does the captions, via essentially using voice recognition. That's how I thought the captions would be displayed. But clearly, after reading it, and it was pretty quick that I figured that out, that these captions are actually provided by someone else listening in on the phone and typing what the person who called is saying. And that was kind of weird. It kind of weirded me out when you think about that. I think if we go to the homepage, it actually shows. It's right up front about it. It actually shows a diagram of how the service works. So if you look at this schematic here, here's the CapTel user. So that would be someone who's using whatever phone they have, one of those three or four phones that I just showed you. And you're going to call your other party, and you're going to talk to them just like you would normally talk to anybody on the phone. And here's the part that's kind of interesting. For you to see the captioning display as you're speaking, a person is actually listening in, a live person, and they are transcribing in real time what the person is, what this other party is saying. And that's how you get the captions. It is not voice recognition. So I thought that was a little weird because someone's listening in to whoever it is you're calling. They don't put the captions on what you're saying, just on the call that you're making or the call that you're receiving. So it shouldn't bother anybody because, after all, you're hearing impaired and you want to have the captioning. So you can buy these phones if you like the features and if you're just, you know, not tremendously hearing impaired and you just want a phone that's really loud and you can adjust the tone and the quality of. These are excellent phones for that, and that's what they're made for. So you can purchase the phones and not be hearing impaired per se, or legally hearing impaired, or even wear hearing aids. If you're having a problem hearing voice clearly, this may be a great option for you. And you just purchase the phone. They run anywhere from $100 to $150, somewhere in that range. And you can buy them directly from CapTel. If you are hearing impaired, I think the captioning service is excellent. It's in real time. I tested it out about five or six calls. It worked flawlessly. And I absolutely love the touch screen that's on here and the functionality of the phone. The other thing is when it rings, you can't see it now, but there's several lights that actually will light on the top of the phone to right here. There's a series of lights that will light up, and they'll actually show you that the phone is ringing, and you can set the ring for as loud or as low as you want it. So it's a really cool device, and I can't say enough about it. And the fact that if you're hearing impaired, you can get a phone for free is, like, unbelievable. So if you know someone who has hearing aids or has problems discerning speech on the phone, this very well may be the perfect device for them to help them along and help them hear better, because they'll they'll actually see the caption. So definitely check that out. The folks at CapTel couldn't be any nicer, and it's a very impressive device. It really is. It's state-of-the-art, and again, if you know anybody that's hearing impaired or you are, this may be a great device. If you're sight impaired, you probably could use this device. I don't know if you're sight impaired, if you can take advantage of the free captioning service. I just don't know. But I'm sure if you called the folks at CapTel, they'd be able to advise you on that. So I think you'll be thanking me if you know anybody who could take advantage of this technology, because it's very cool. Trust me, it's very cool. All right. Let's get on with the hacking news of the day, and we have some nasty stuff to tell you about. I'll just let you read the headline here alone. You know, our folks in Britain, as we all know, voted to get out of their currency exchange, and they took another vote, I guess, and they found out that 77,000 people were fraudulent, and with a little research and development, so to speak, they found out that the site was actually hacked. So they're investigating that now. I didn't hear this on the mainstream media. I just got this on one of the crazy newsletters that I read, but I found it somewhat depressing to know that hacking is so it's so easy to do today that there's absolutely nothing or anybody that's safe. Another example, YouTube. You've all heard of YouTube. YouTube's popular channel WatchMojo has been hacked. Hackers are taking over some of the most popular YouTube channels, despite having that two-factor authorization, authentication, security on it. And a group of hackers calling themselves Obnoxious Pen is on the hacking spree, where they are taking over popular YouTube channels and renaming the video titles with their own names. How nice. They recently hacked YouTube channels that include the popular WatchMojo with 12,291,423 subscribers, and Red Mercy with 975,000 subscribers. Totally hacked in, and they went back and got 9 years worth of videos, and they changed the titles and also proudly displayed that they were hacked. Pretty scary. And if you think that's scary, you've all heard of Mark Zuckerberg, kind of founded a thing called Facebook. His social media accounts were hacked. Not Facebook, but Mark Zuckerberg had a Twitter account and a Pinterest account, and they were both hacked. You can read the article. It was in USA Today. I'll have it in the show notes. So I think I've pointed out week after week, show after show, that anybody can get hacked and will get hacked. So I urge you to frequently change your passwords. Make your passwords hard. Think of a sentence that you know that means something to you, and take the first letters of each word in the sentence, or use one of the password makers. But frequently change your passwords and make sure you know what they are. That's about the only thing you can do. Anything is hackable and is hacked. And pretty scary stuff for sure. All right. Let's get into some fun apps today. I have a few of them that I think you're going to like. This one is very, very cool. What I like about this is a lot of us have old cameras, whether they're iPhones or Androids or whatever, but there's a lot of free software that's out there, free apps, that you can load on your old phone that you don't use, and you can make it a security camera that you can actually monitor on your other device. For example, this is an iPhone, and this is called Manything Home Security Camera app with a cloud DVR, motion alerts, and two-way talk. So you will be able to take your old iPhone, all right, and put this app on it, and then put that same app on your iPad or your other iPhone, and instead of having that phone sit in the drawer, you can put it on a shelf or something, and it will actually act as a security camera for you, with cloud DVR, motion alerts, and two-way talk. How cool is that? For free. For free. It's going to require compatibility with iOS 6 or later. Compatible with iPhone, iPad, and iTouch. It gets very high ratings. Not a lot of people know that it's around. But check this app. It is totally free, and it's under the lifestyle area. if you go into iTunes, but the app is called Many Thing Home Security, and this is version 4.0. So you might enjoy that, and it's pretty cool. Basically, you just put the app on both phones, and away you go. So you can have this up and running, I would say, within 5 minutes, maybe less. All right. Now, this is a neat app, if you will, but it's a functionality that I don't think a lot of people realize exists. I love Yelp. I use Yelp all the time. I think it's really cool. Not only can you find directions to get to the restaurants, but you can find what restaurants are in the area that you are in. And they've had this I guess you'd call it an app built into Yelp, if you will, or a function tool, called Monocle. And what Monocle is, I happen to have an iPhone, but what this is, it will actually show you the area you're in using your GPS, and then it will show you all the restaurants that are around where you're standing and what the ratings are, and you can query to find if you want a particular type of restaurant, but right where you're standing, it will show you everything that's there. It's a very cool function that's already built into Yelp, so check that out. If you're not familiar with Monocle, this will be in the show notes, and they call it How to Use Augmented Reality Monocle on your Yelp for iPhone, Yelp for the iPhone app. So check this out. It's really, really cool. I've been using it quite a bit lately, and I don't want to be without it. I didn't even know that they had it, and I'm pretty pleased with it. Now, this is an app that's a must. This is available both on the Android and also on the iOS system. This is called Prey Anti-Theft. Prey helps you retrieve your lost or stolen iPhone, tablet, and laptop. Prey is 100% free. All my fans love free. 100% free, and you can protect up to 3 devices at one time. Prey works on all major operating systems. That means all major operating systems, including Linux. Let's see. So it lets you keep track and trigger actions on all your devices from a single place, like a universal remote control, but it works for laptops and mobile devices too. So what this specifically does, and it's free, is find your phone on a map through a geolocation using the GPS and the Wi-Fi triangulation. You can get reports. This is so cool. You can get reports with pictures taken with your device, screenshots, and locations, the crucial piece of data that police officers need to take action. So if some dude steals your phone and you can't find it, and you've got this Prey installed on your phone, unbeknownst to who has swiped your phone, you can actually take pictures and get the GPS location of where your phone or your iPad is. How cool is that? You also can lock down your device so that if you don't think you'll be able to retrieve it and you don't want them to get at your data or whatever the case may be, you can just lock it down and no one's going to get it. End of story. You also have the ability to trigger a loud alarm from your home or wherever you're at with your device onto the device that was stolen. And you can also display a tailor-suited message, which I've kind of like, on the screen, like, hey, dude, are you kidding? Like, return my phone. So that's kind of fun. And also, you're able to gather network information that your device is connected to such and such an IP, and that really pinpoints who has it and where it's at. So I can't think of any reason not to install this on your device. It's totally free. It's quite robust. So far, there's 35,426, which isn't a lot when you look at the worldwide population, of course, but it's a great app, and I like it because it's available for both the iOS and for the Android. And if you have 3 devices, you can put it on all your devices, and you're as protected as you can be. It might get ripped off, but you're going to have the ability to find it. All right, we're having fun. This is an interesting app. This is called Print Friendly. Again, 100% free. And what Print Friendly will do is, do you ever have a situation where you want to print out a web page and it's just loaded with ads and it's just a pain in the neck? What this will do is you put in the URL in this top line here. You type in the URL and Print Friendly will drag out all the ads, and you also have the ability to modify that. So if you want more ads or less ads or more filtration or less on what you want to print out, This print friendly lets you do that. You're also able to take this booklet mark and the bookmarklet. I can never say marklet. Just grab this icon, print friendly, and you're just going to drag it up to the top of your browser and release it, and it will then put that print friendly bar up on your browser, and then you don't have to worry about the web page. You just click that and put your URL in, and it will give you the ability to define what it is that you want it to print and save yourself some ink because you're not printing out all the ads. So that's a handy thing to have for sure. And this last one, this drives me nuts all the time. There are apps available that tell you how to clean your phone. So as I said, I have the new Apple phone, and I'm constantly being bugged like I have no more room because I shoot a lot of photos, a lot of videos, and I constantly am running out of space on my iPhone, and I hate it. I hate that. So they have apps both for the Droid and for the iPhone that when you get that message you don't have enough space, this app will actually tell you what's taking up the space, where it's located, and give you the option of deleting it. And that is a very handy tool. Not only on the iOS system do you have trouble finding where things are, but on the Droid too, you can have a lot of stored data, apps that you don't use, or photos, whatever. And these apps will actually, this app, Not Enough Space, will tell you, hey, you have too many photos, you have a program here that you haven't used in a while, get rid of it. So these are very, very handy apps. This one is the Universal Play Store Uninstall Manager. That's the name of this. Intelligently suggests apps that could be uninstalled to help clear up and give you more space. So I think you'll find all these apps very useful. I use every single one that I discussed today, and I got to tell you, that phone was it was definitely very cool, and I have a couple of my friends that will be taking advantage of that technology. So I hope that you enjoyed the Gadget Professor show today. I will be back next Thursday evening with a new show. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.